Get started.
Mayday, bitches.
Broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is a live show from our Raleigh meetup. It is technically it's season 6, episode 14, episode number 239. Fun fact, 614 is also our birthday.
So that's true. Exciting.
Hey. Oh.
Birthday.
Yeah.
Ours first. We had the day before you did.
That's how math works.
Yeah, I'm really young. Happy birthday.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so I don't know if anybody out there watching, we've got an order of my screen. Jess, Ro, Scott, Dennis and Mary Ellen, Greg and Jamie. Hello, hopefully you can see the people on the floor and in the seats. Hooray. For those of you listening, they're waving right now. Jay, I hear an echo. Can I just take these off since I can hear the audio there?
Sure.
Okay, we can take these. You guys hearing an echo out there? Thumbs up. Amanda, did you hear an echo?
I do not, no.
We can take them off. We're next to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. There we go.
Can you hear me though?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're louder than, it's like you're the voice of the heavens in this room. Yes. You're very loud.
The voice of God. Maybe I am the voice of God. Wouldn't that be cool? It's like me and Alanis. Maybe we could share the job.
Well, you know, when she's playing skee ball, you take over. You issue a whole bunch of executive orders that promptly piss everybody off. And yeah, it's great. Cool.
Basically.
Yeah. There we go.
Good God, bad God.
Yeah, there you go. Skee ball god, not skee ball god. anyway, before we get started, though, I need to give two very special thank yous. The first one is to Elena, who has been a rock star this whole weekend. Thank you so much for everything. Jay has a soundboard. And the next thank you goes to Jay, who is right there. I think I messed this up now. Sorry. We're doing all of the audio and everything else this weekend. So thank you for setting us up because it did take like an hour to set this up. So thank you.
I don't know how they do it.
And now he has free reign of a soundboard. So that's a thing and it's going to happen for the next 55 minutes. So enjoy.
I love it because I can't see him because he's not one of the screens. So it's like a surprise every time I hear a sound. I feel like you guys could probably tell because you could like, you can see him. You could see his hands moving. I just get the sound. It's great.
Also a special thank you to Mr.
That's
Zach
what she said.
Tequila. Oh God. Which Shandy's only going to do, I think, half a shot at a time. But.
I'll do what I want to do.
You live your best life.
Yes.
She wants to remember. I mean, it's only 8. If this was 10, I'm sure you would do like 2 shots, but it's only 8.
That's real.
Maybe.
Oh, great. We watched Ted Lasso, the finale last night.
Shh, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
Thumbs up, thumbs down. Actually, no, I don't even know if I want to know.
You know what's ironic, Amanda? You haven't seen it. But I have.
You have.
And then we stayed up until 2 a.m. watching the first 4 episodes of the first season.
So how does it feel to watch the most recent episode and then go back and get all the backstory?
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
Yeah, I've been enjoying it.
Without spoiling, she was like, that dude used to be nice. And we were like, yeah, no.
Yeah, I bet I could figure out who that is.
Yeah, you can. But yeah, can't wait to talk about it. Maybe we'll watch another episode.
Yeah.
I think we're going to finish the season this weekend.
Okay. So
not the second. You're on your own with the second. Yeah. Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So I'm going to infer that it is a satisfying season finale.
All right.
No, we don't even want to spoil. We don't even want to spoil it that much. We don't even. Like, Ro is saying no. Stop talking. So we're yeah.
Okay. If you don't want to be spoiled, close your eyes. And if you're listening, you won't know who raised their thumbs.
There you go.
There we go.
The perfect system.
Yeah, Martha has joined us. Hi, Martha.
Hey, hey.
Hi.
I don't know. It's been a good weekend so far. It's been rainy.
Been rainy.
You guys went to First Watch this morning. How
we
was
went
that?
To first. We've been to First Watch twice.
All right. Ooh.
Let me tell you, they're Bloody Marys.
Maybe
something to behold.
Oh, maybe do tell.
Yeah, it comes with bacon, and we all know that their bacon is really good. And they come in these really cute, like little individual bottles that you can pour into your glass. They're pretty bomb.
Oh, that's fun.
One of the reasons I didn't end up going was because I had said I don't want to drink till the movies. And I know me, I would go there, I would sit down and be like, I'm not going to drink till the movies. And then the second the first person ordered the Bloody Mary, I'd be like, I want one too.
You know, that actually kind of happened to me this morning because, you know, we were up quite late last night and I think I drank all of your Prosecco. And
you did drink the whole bottle. Oh my God. I saw it in this morning. I was like, oh my God, I didn't think she finished.
I also had a mental note to like stop by a store and bring you some more. Oh, it's before it's, I came here. And then I forgot. Maybe tomorrow.
It's from Costco. It's like, you know, $2.99. It's
fine. Sure, but if anyone else wanted some Prosecco, sorry. So this morning I was like, those Bloody Marys were damn good yesterday, but I'm not getting one this morning because, you know, I was up until 2.
But then we got there and like, what am I gonna do? Dog.
When in Rome, when in First Watch.
When in First Watch. Like, God.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to drink till you get to the movies, but then I definitely put the beer in the to-go cup and took it in Elena's car on the way to the movie. I was like, I'm so tired and my head hurts and my knee hurts and my foot hurts. And I walked in her car. I was like, this is beer. Is that cool? And she was like, I think so.
Just don't tell her. And then she has plausible deniability.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So yeah, some of us went to see James Bond. It was good. I liked it. Yeah, I cried too at the end, but I cry at everything. And then you guys, what did you guys end up doing?
We just drank all afternoon.
Anywhere special or just, you know, the parking lot?
We went, well, kind of. We went to a brewery and...
Where'd you go, Gizmo?
Gizmo, yeah. Okay. It was cool. And there was talk of like visiting downtown and whatnot, but we ended up just...
chilling?
Yeah. Just chilling at the brewery. It was really fun. We covered a lot of ground. Pineapples. Pineapple, upside down pineapples.
That's what she said.
Other things. I don't know. It was good. Yeah.
Good. Awesome. The other thing that you've missed, Amanda, is Kayla's been braiding everybody's hair.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, Jamie has a braid. Bronk has 3 braids.
Oh.
French braids, yes. My good friend Franck's French braids. Elena said, but in France, they're just called braids.
Braids are just called braids.
What? Ah, nice. Connie has Leia bun braids.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. And then Jamie was just like, we got to go back to the hotel room. Yosh. Yeah, it's been low key but fun.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
fun.
Who knows what tomorrow?
Have a good time.
Yeah, maybe not rain.
Yeah,
I believe that rain is supposed to move up here, so I think you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, John's sleeping in a tent. Yeah. Here, come to the microphone. Tell them about the tent.
By choice? Where is the tent? I have questions.
Tell us about this tent.
We found outside. We found the tent.
Well, I figured most tents usually are outside. I was just curious as to where in the great outside.
She said most tents usually are outside.
If you need water wherever you are, just I'll come camp there. That's all I'm going to say. It was the most, I slept like a baby until the sky lit up. It was ridiculous.
Did we have a thunderstorm too, or just rain? I slept. About 3:15. Oh, I was.
I believe it woke Frank up. I slept through it. back.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
But you know that drink I made the last episode, the whole thing was undrink. I found it just melted in a puddle on the table this morning. I was like, oh, I didn't drink that. That makes me feel better. I knew my limit. Kayla tried to poison me last night.
With what?
She did nothing. Special shout out to Kayla's parents who sent goodies that we need to bring out to share with everybody.
So wait, your parents?
She did. They did. No. Although, okay, so on Wednesday we got a package and it said the return address was just Kayla's parents, and we were like, cool. And then the boys were with us or whatever. So the boys were upstairs when the package got delivered, and I was like, oh, let's open it. And Jay was like, no, let's wait till after they go to sleep in case it's California things.
Smart.
So she didn't have to bring it on the plane. Right? Oh, gummies. I love gummies. Hey, that's how we get Alex to sleep. The melatonin doesn't work with him. I'm looking for something. Yeah.
True.
So yeah, good times. Good times. Nice. Yeah. Amanda, did you have a good day?
I did. Yeah. No. So I am back here. Well, still here. Never left New York, still in New York. We have family visiting. So Eden got to meet her her cousins this weekend. And we haven't seen said cousins in like since pre-pandemic time. So it's been pretty special. They're staying in like an amazing house down the street from our house. So we've been just hanging out there and pretending like we live in a real house. So that's been pretty fun.
Nice. There you go.
Yeah. The house was built in 1895. So everything creaks and it's got like old pocket doors and weird. It has this little like room that they don't like. The owners are like, oh yeah, we don't know why that's there. They just have like a curtain in front of it. It's like a little like tiny space with like this big ornate like wood cutting around it. I don't know if it was like for the telephone. That's what I thought, that maybe like in olden time it was like the telephone room, but they have no idea. So they just have like a curtain and you pull it. And it's like this weird little closet that's like right in their like right in their sort of entryway. But it's
Yeah. Oh, cool. Does it have like an old hookup? Is it haunted?
It might be haunted. I don't know. I don't know. But it's really cool. It's been really nice. Today we just kind of hung out, but what did we do yesterday? Yesterday we went into Lower Manhattan because they wanted to do the Staten Island ferry to see like Statue of Liberty.
Okay. I was like, because they wanted to go to Staten Island.
They wanted to go to Staten Island. No, they did the ferry. And we kind of walked around Battery Park a little bit, and then we got lost getting home in our own borough. So that was fun. So we all got home at the same time. So like we took the baby home, like we met them for lunch, and then we took the baby home while they went on the ferry. And then we all got home around the same time because apparently there's now an HOV lane when you come out of the Battery Park tunnel onto like the BQE. We didn't know there was, I have never seen that lane before in my life. And we somehow ended up on it, and we were 5 miles in the wrong direction before we could turn around. And
was it an express lane or just an HOV lane?
It was an express HOV lane, apparently.
Okay.
Which I swear. Okay. We've got some like lifelong New Yorkers here on this here chat. Has there always been an HOV lane on the BQE?
I'm trying to think.
I swear I have never seen that lane before. It like was the Bermuda Triangle of car lane.
We drive it a lot.
But like, cause we have to be on the far side because sorry guys, this is so boring to listen to. I understand this.
Like New Yorkers that are not
bad. Yeah. This is a bad story. It's like when New Yorkers do what California people do about like roads, like it's boring. I get it. But like we usually have to be on the left side to like make our exit to, where we live. So we're always on the left side. So that's why it was like, where is the, I have never seen this lane before. Like, it was,
If it makes you feel better, I could have Jay get up here and describe how in California directions, how you get from his San Diego to like Disney. He'll be like, take the 5 to the 495 to the 17 to the 12.
Right. It's like that. That's literally, I did the Brooklyn version of that. I'm very sorry, everyone.
Drop the 4, carry the 1. It's a survivor joke. It's really stupid, but it made us laugh.
It's good.
But it's so dumb. What does that even mean?
Which, by the way, I haven't yet seen this week's episode. So
okay.
Just putting that out there.
No spoilers.
Mm.
We all got COVID.
Guess what? I will tell you, I'm not happy about this. Nobody got to go home because they all got COVID.
Everybody went home.
They went to Quarantine Island. Why did they call this episode Quarantine Island? That would have been really funny. I mean, awful, but funny. Stay tuned for the very special Survivor JJC bonus that we have planned this week.
Ooh.
Somebody's not on board with it, but.
Uh-oh. I am intrigued.
Anyway, all right. So, well, I don't even know. I don't have my thing. I don't even know what our timestamp is because we signed on an hour ago to do this thing.
We are.
It's okay.
Let's say we're between 15 and 20 minutes.
All right. Do we have the audience participation microphone handy? Awesome. Okay. So we came up with a couple of fun, quick games. JP, would you like to be my example giver for the first one?
I will be the example giver.
Okay. So the first one that we came up with was, it's a very easy, warm up to start to get everybody in the mood. Make a movie title into a porn title. JP was going, he was just ripping through them in the car. Go for it. We came up with a whole list of stuff to do in the
Shaving
car.
Ryan's privates, Schindler's Fist.
Oh, shit!
Ouch.
Riding Miss Daisy. Backside to the Future. I'm rambling what my dad had in his closet.
I get that feeling.
No time to come. I don't know. John and Kate fuck 8. I mean. So there are your examples. Go.
Yes, we do. All right, hot potato the mic to somebody else that wants to give it a shot. Oh, okay.
Harry Potter and the Half Chub Prince. Lord of
Wait, what happened to the other half? This is also a joke.
It grew into a full chub. Lord of the Cock Rings.
Oh, Elena had one too.
No, I don't.
Oh. No, I don't.
No creative.
The Empire Strikes the Back.
Oh, Maggie.
No, it has got.
No, I thought I had something and it left. So, nope, it's gone.
That's what she said.
Thanks.
That's what she said.
Kayla.
More Kayla.
Dance.
Frank would like a rain check.
You have to change the title. Let's see. You got it. Okay.
He's like, no, I understand the assignment. I think it's stupid.
Just don't want to do it.
Oh. I'm like having a hard time even thinking of movie titles.
Okay, here we go. Everyone I Did Last Summer.
Oh.
The Guard. Ocean's 11 Inches.
I like that one.
We need to expand the. You've got Mail, M-A-L-E.
Oh.
John is tickled by that one. E.T., the extra testicle. Cliffbanger. That one's dedicated to you, Cliff, wherever you are out there. I can't read that one, right? Oh, go ahead, read it. Go for it.
Goodwill Humping.
I'm looking at the list. These are not mine.
Night of the Giving Head.
Forrest Hump, Men in Back, Robin Hood.
A Clockwork Orgy.
Ooh. Eat, Fuck, Pray.
Eat, Fuck, Pray.
Eat, Fuck, Pray. Why did we think
that's why she was so happy.
We can't read that one, right? Number 21.
No. Number 21, The Spread Eagle.
I think 22 is pretty funny, though.
Beverly Hills 90210.
It's just the exclamation mark at the end that gets me.
It sure
does. Okay. Star Horse.
Oh!
Pop Down.
We have a few hard men. Did you say The Passion of the Christ?
Lawrence of a Lady.
Okay.
Maggie. Rosemary's Three Way.
Oh.
Brad's got a mic.
Pulp Friction. Wait, okay. Saturday Night Beaver. That's it. We're done. That was my favorite.
Carter and Cooch.
Carter and Cooch.
James Bond, Sky Penis.
Wait, did we do School of Cock yet? Yes.
No.
Right. No, we did not.
Does anybody out there in the Zoom want to unmute and throw some out there?
What about A Few Hard Men and Grinding Nemo?
Boom Raider.
Oh.
Ooh.
Especially in Texas.
Beauty.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Sluts.
Beauty in the East.
40 Gays and 40 Nights.
White Men Can't Hump.
Oh. Buffy the Vampire Lair.
Still need to watch that.
I know, me too.
Oh, so good.
All right, I think that's good for this time.
Do you want to go to the chat?
Yeah, did anybody out in the chat, while I copy and paste the next one into my phone, have anything on mute? Come on, you have Google handy. Let us know.
Google
handy. That's what she said.
I'm just dying to do this shot.
Did you know, everyone, that in German, they call a cell phone a handy?
We do.
No.
It just really fucking tickles me every time.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
I have one.
Okay.
Ooh.
Go for it.
Greg.
A Clockwork Orgy.
I know Rose is dying to shout.
Oh, I've got one. Raiders of the Lost Cock.
Scott,
he's thinking.
Just look to your right. What do you see in your shelf? A middle finger. He found his middle finger, everyone. There's a delay. Men in Back.
Ass Ventura, Crack Detective.
Nicely done. That's a double.
The other thing I had, one of the other things we came up with might be lame in after all this, but it was ruin a book with one letter, which of course, like Winnie the Poop.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's good.
A Tale of Two Cuties. Might be too hard though. With just one.
Hey, we got one back here. Right.
Gail's got one. Oh, Gail.
The Wizard of Jizz.
Oh! Nicely done.
There's a clean version with Jimmy Fallon, but we're not going to bother with that. I think I have this theory that Jimmy... Oh, God. I have this theory that Jimmy Fallon is actually like one of the like massive people that we're going to find out is like an Ellen kind of person. I don't know. I get this feeling from Jimmy Kimmel. Not Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon. Yeah. Kimmel, I think, is great.
Yeah.
Fallon gives me vibes, Ellen vibes.
Yep.
Okay.
But
not just me.
Fallon, not great. Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, yeah. Fallon, we love. Fallon sent us an email.
Yes.
We can read it right now. Here, I'll pull it up for you.
Okay.
I got it handy.
Colleen.
I got one via text message.
Oh, okay, go for it.
From our good friend Frank.
I got one too.
Candy and then Dan.
Yeah.
It's
not for me. It's from Jamie Jill because her microphone doesn't work. It's Wet Dreams May Come.
That's a good one.
That's good.
Frank, who is in the audience, texted me "Once Upon a Time in Your Mouth."
Awesome.
That was just a regular text that wasn't a movie title.
I don't think you were supposed to read that one.
That was private, Chandy. That was private. Next
page. Okay. There's a snort. I mean, there's so much going on here, everyone. Who knows what the rest of the night is going to bring, but
who knows?
Who knows?
We haven't even had our tequila yet.
We haven't, although I'm dying for it. Does anybody want to do a That's What She Said off? Because that's tradition.
That is tradition.
Otherwise, we have a fun challenge for y'all.
Can we both?
We can do both.
I like that, Amanda.
We have time. We can do both.
But it does require audience participation.
Yeah. So audience, we need everyone to participate. We'll do the That's What She Said off as next then. Okay.
Start thinking.
All right. So what we came up with, and this was Kayla and JP's find, I believe, in the car. And it was, we found obscure sex terms and positions, and you, the audience, need to guess. Here, I can pull it up on you. What it is.
Ooh, fun.
No thanks. Sorry, trying to create me a new Google profile. Like, for example, we've got your easy gimmies, like pearl necklace. We all know what a pearl necklace is, right? Oh, all right, for Gail. We know we have that too. The Vice one. We know. We she looked through them. One of them is hella misogynistic, so we deleted it. I went to put makeup on and Shandy did the research. That's true. That's actually what happened.
Well, I was sitting here and you were like, maybe you can read. Yeah.
I was like,
let's use our time.
I was like, here's four tabs full of sex stuff. Have fun. Go to town.
Find us the best one.
Oh, I think Gail just learned what a pearl necklace was. Oh, wait. No, give her the mic.
It never happened to me.
Wait, what is everyone laughing at?
Aaron is just losing it.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, we've got a Raleigh virgin, Aaron.
And Frank.
Yay, welcome, newbies.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm
sorry, what? It's catching on.
So Frank wants to make the catchphrase of this weekend.
I'm sorry, what? And it's happening.
It's happening. You know, honestly, Frank, it hasn't happened officially until it becomes the episode title.
Oh.
Oh. bar has been
set. Yes, yeah, stop trying to make, I'm sorry, what happened? Okay, hold on. Frank is going to, he's going to give us an example.
I'm so what?
I didn't follow because I was not here.
I'm so what? Happening?
Hey, wait, Frank, what do you think about Raleigh so far?
It's green.
It is green.
It is green.
You do that. It's Aaron, green, what do you think so far?
It's balm.
I'm sorry, what? All right, so Gail, you're team captain for the first team.
You should see her face.
Like, we're going to skip the easy ones, okay? The easy ones, for example, are pegging, queening, scissoring.
Wait, but queening.
Queening, we just learned. Actually, that's not easy because I didn't know that.
I was going to say, I don't know what that is.
Go for it, Chandy.
Queening is just a glamorous name for sitting on someone's face. There's nothing more to it than that.
Oh.
On your throne.
Yes.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, no, no. We're going to go to the
Wait, what was that?
What was this one? Felching. Ew. Does anybody know what felching is?
Oh, God. I thought you said belching.
Oh, oh, oh! Come on
down! For some reason. I saw it somewhere. For some reason.
Now everybody's Insta.
Go ahead. Felching.
A lot of ads.
It's the act of putting something in and then sucking it back out with a straw and then putting it in someone else's mouth.
And what is that something?
Whatever you want.
It's the semen. To felch is to suck up semen out of an orifice. Using a straw is optional. For instance, someone may ejaculate inside their partner's anus and then suck their own semen out of the anus with their mouth. They then may or may not swallow.
Cool.
Keep in mind that exchanging fluids in this way is associated with the risk of STIs, including HIV. Public service announcement.
Mm.
Oh, Scott has a story.
I was just going to say, don't confuse felching with felchin, which is licking someone's taint. So those are two different things. It's just a matter of a G. That's all.
Oh.
Wait.
It's like felching, but remove the G. It's felching, and that's to lick someone's taint.
Oh.
Huh.
Yes, the internet.
Scott, I have actually done sex offense cases. I don't know where you get that from.
See, I thought you were going somewhere else with that. Right.
My defense, yeah. In my sex offense, my sex class, they had us practice. That's what they do with the CPR dummies when they're done.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
It's happening. It's really happening.
Well, you know, it's upcycling.
Why not?
Why not? Okay. Yeah, Kayla, do you want to... Here, why don't come on up, Kayla, or give her the mic. Kayla's all right. Kayla's gonna give you one, guys, for real, and then this is. Are you reading the Vice one?
Yep.
Okay, it's a complete dictionary.
The Inked Mag one.
Which one? The Women's Mag one.
The Inked Mag.
Inked. Okay. Oh, okay.
Yes.
They're all good.
What do you guys think the Mississippi bird bath is? Any guesses?
A Mississippi
bird bath.
Mississippi bird bath.
You know,
Jamie Jones from the
Serpents. Yeah, I know. Go for it.
Filling a Southern girl's mouth with Kool-Aid, making her get on her knees with her mouth open while you dip your balls in it.
Oh,
And everybody comes and comes again. If your name is on the guest list, no one can take you higher. Everybody says I've got great balls of fire. I've got big balls. Oh, I've got big balls.
All right. Does anybody out there know it? Oh, we went bobsledding. Does anybody know what bobsledding is? I don't know. I like this.
My balls are always bouncing. Yeah.
Go ahead, JP.
I have a question. Does this involve a team of Jamaicans?
No. There's a lot of hashtags, but unfortunately, that's not one of them.
I think of like a.
Oh, in the chat. Okay, sorry. What if it's Nicki Minaj's cousin's balls? I guess they're SOL. 7 days
a week. Is it bobsledding?
But it won't spread COVID because you did get the vaccine. Just STIs.
Ro, help me with this one.
I've lost control of the audience.
Is it like having sex across the ice? No?
I like where you're going.
And getting a gold medal if you finish quickly?
I like that word.
Yes, let's just go with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Wet and gushy, make that pull-out game.
The Ben Shapiro friendly version.
Oh yeah, let's play a game. Which one of these
make Ben Shapiro freak out the hardest? All of them. The answer is all of them.
Okay, I have one that would make Ben Shapiro freak out the hardest.
Go for it.
What is a dry mouth?
Oh wait,
widow?
We didn't actually give the answer to the other one. go ahead, Kayla. This is all you, baby.
Bobsledding. The act of laying the erect penis along the butt crack and essentially titty banging the butt cheeks. Oh. This takes place in Phil. Wait. This is the This is the best part. This takes place until ejaculation, resulting in a winter wonderland.
Just to kiss me on this wet-ass pussy, oh, not make it rain.
Some of you want to spread through the
wet-ass pussy. Look, I need a
hug. Okay, getting back to Ben Shapiro, said no one.
not even his wife. And she's a doctor. She knows these things.
Perhaps he's familiar with the dry-mouthed widow, circa 1942.
Oh. Anybody else familiar with the dry mouth widow? I will tell you this. It has nothing to do with the mouth. Well, I mean, it could. It's not mutually exclusive to widows.
Bottom feeder, big D stamper, big demeanor. I can make you bust before I ever meet you. If it don't hang, then it can't bang. It can't hurt my feelings, but I like pain. Fuck me and ask
me
when I ride the dick. I'ma spell my name.
I know.
All right, the dry mouth widow is the hand, the dry hand that substitutes for the white vagina. There's a lot of terms of this sort, like Rosie Palm and her five daughters. And Mrs. Palm and her five daughters. They all refer to the hand that a man uses to masturbate.
Without lube. It's lube-free masturbation, everyone. I broke it down for you. DJJ. This is great. I don't have to edit out the spaces now. Hey, Beth, can you do this for us every week? Like, fuck no. He's like, I'd rather dry mouth widow myself than Do you have any more?
Let's see.
Otherwise, we can. Oh, JP's got one.
Direct from Kayla's phone, I have Skittles Harvest.
What's that?
Mm.
I don't know.
Taste the flavor.
Oh.
No, I just improv. That was improv.
Oh.
But there is something called the Skittles Harvest.
Does it involve actual Skittles?
I got to turn it so I could read it because I'm old.
Ew! No.
Interesting. So after eating Skittles a bag a day for a week, when a man ejaculates, it tastes like Skittles. And you scream, "Can taste the rainbow," as he ejaculates.
Okay, and now
talk about foreplay. Jeez, that's a lot of buildup.
I know, right? That's a lot of buildup. You're like, you're shoving, right? A lot of sugar. Imagine just like shoving Skittles all week in your mouth in preparation. You're like, I'm going to fuck on Friday. I got to
But I feel like if you ate that many Skittles, like you wouldn't even be in the mood by the end. You would just be so like.
So it's like when you drink coffee and then you pee and your pee smells like coffee.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone, it's just my pee that smells like coffee. Okay, cool. Huh. Yeah. I drink a lot of coffee.
Or like if you eat beets and then you shit purple.
Oh yeah. Mm. Or asparagus and it makes your pee a different color.
Yeah.
Okay. Scott said they actually say that about Starburst. There has been the case for decades.
Yeah.
The more you know. I'm sorry, what? All right, let's get to the That's What She Said. I don't want none
unless you got buns, hon.
No, we canceled the Minaj. Yeah. Yeah. Because she's anti-vax.
Oh, okay.
And it's not great.
It's not great.
Yeah.
It's not great.
It's not.
Also, her husband raped somebody, and then they harassed that poor woman, and she filed a lawsuit and like had proof of harassment because, that's a thing. So the theory out there in gossip world is she did the anti-vax text to distract from, like, on a PR front from the, she'd rather be an anti-vaxxer than like harassing a rape victim. I don't know. Google it. It's a thing. It's real. I promise. Nicki Minaj is fresh right now. Okay. Team Cardi, everybody.
Man, whatever happened to Khalees?
She married, what's his name?
There are so many people that could be.
Khalees is married to somebody. Khaleesi. No, she's married to another famous person.
I have no idea.
Ben Shapiro, that's it. And she, yes, and she became a doctor.
All right, Ben Shapiro.
She's doing a Ben Shapiro impression. Oh, Jay's British accent.
After 3 hours of Fireball Island with the British accent the entire time.
Oh, I know.
And the more bullet he consumed, the worse the British accent became.
Are you telling me this is what I missed last night?
Oh my God.
Jay is usually one and three quarters bullet bourbon person, right? And usually just one pretty strictly during the week. So when he had like a third or fourth last night, I was like, oh, fuck.
You came up and you were like, Jay hasn't had a third drink. I don't even know how. You're like, this could either be really good or really bad.
Well, they got treated to the British accent, so. All right. Okay, does anybody want to do a That's What She Said off? Do we have enough interest in that?
That's what she said.
I don't have. Yeah. Hold on, let me get my list of topics from last week.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I have a running list of topics. Yes. Here, bam, bam, bam. Ding, ding, ding.
You're telling me there's a chance.
Hey, Amanda.
Hey. Oh, crap.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I realized, I was like, oh, do we have an outline? Should I pull that up?
The bobsled something that was familiar?
No, not, that's not me.
Oh.
Oh, is that who I think it is? Okay. Oh,
you got there. Sam already thought I was talking about me.
You got there. That's what she said.
Yes. Michael?
She said.
I really know what we're talking about.
I'm kind of, look, not to toot my own horn, but I'm kind of impressed with myself that I was able to get there so quickly.
You got there.
With so few context clues.
And there was no, and there was no sorry wedding. Well, maybe.
I'm sorry, what?
Where's my list?
Okay, so this would have been.
I got it. I found it.
Ooh,
look.
Nice.
I had made a list while I was at work at my old job. Okay. Did we do job interview last time? Because if we did, let's do it again.
let's just do it.
We did.
Let's I don't think I remember.
I think we did, and I think it was really fun. So let's do it.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we can repeat them. That's fine. These are always my, of all the things that I edit every year, the That's What She Said offs are always my favorite because I just listen through and laugh hysterically no matter like what, like I'm listening to it again live for the first time. Yeah. So I do enjoy them. Okay. Do you want to do that or did you want to do the one you came up with in the car? The quotes from, hold on, let me, the historical figures. Like quotes from historical figures. We said historical was pre-2000. We wanted to let people do Bill Clinton if they wanted to. That was really the motivation for that. But no, we can do job.
Well, job interview. I can come late if you want me to.
That's what she said.
Dude, you can't do that after everyone.
I'm trying to set the scene.
I'm trying to set the scene.
I'm willing to give 100%. Next topic.
Maggie's got one.
I can come early if you need me to.
I think John has one.
I can work overtime.
Greg, you had a good one the first time we did this. Yeah, Greg's actually our That's What She Said off champ.
I don't remember what I said, but I do have one.
Go for it. Oh my God, it'd be so funny if it was the same one.
I don't think it's the same one. But you know, one of my greatest skills that I'm very hands-on, if you know what I mean.
Your hiring rate?
What's your retention rate?
Very detail-oriented.
I'm very detail-oriented.
What's your benefits package like?
Oh, there we go.
Hardest part of the job.
Go ahead, Jadaway. Say it for the microphone.
What's the hardest part of the job?
And I'm trying to think.
What does my compensation look like?
I'm in the chat.
Oh.
Wait, I don't see any in the chat. I'm on the chat.
Oh, the prompt is a job interview.
Yeah, Greg answered that one. Okay. Quick. We need music.
No, I'm sorry. Well, you're yelling at me for the
music. No, I was yelling at you for the That's What She Said.
I got one.
No.
Ro has one.
I can show you what I didn't put on my resume.
Ooh.
Hidden skills. Everybody loves that.
Your soft skills.
Yes. Your soft what skills. Are your soft skills?
And then what are your hard skills?
Are there any other positions available?
Oh! Oh! Ew. You judge me based on my performance?
Remember back in June when I really wanted to make the hot vac summer topic happen, but nobody wanted to do it. But you know what? Then we didn't have a hot vac summer, so whatever.
I wanna kiss you, but if I do, then I might miss you, babe.
Does anybody have any other topics you want to throw out there?
It's complicated.
I know. Dude, I have to be able to rip this audio. We're not recording. We're using the YouTube recording.
Tell me to put filler music in.
Okay, how about running a marathon?
Oh, yes.
I know.
I feel like we have some people.
We have some marathon runners in the house.
My knees are killing me.
I cut that out. I edited that out. But I met one of those ladies. It wasn't that. Yeah, it was weird. You need the microphone? Marathon running, go.
What are we doing?
Marathon running or running in general.
That's what she said. Hand me my lube.
My nipples are burning. My nipples are bleeding.
I'm gonna beat all these guys.
How long is this thing?
Are we there yet?
Are we done?
I don't know how much longer I can go on.
I can make. I keep getting cut off. Sorry, something's wrong with my audio. I can maintain this pace a long time.
Pace yourself.
Pace yourself. Really hitting my stride.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Started with cramp.
I'm starting to cramp.
I need to stretch first.
Oh, Vicky's in the house.
I mean, I'm the runner here, so I gotta get. I figured that was my cue.
I didn't realize you were behind me when I finished.
It was a photo finish. No. Anybody else? Okay, what about I don't know, a Halloween party?
Oh.
Mm.
Are you gonna come in your mask?
Every time Kayla snorts, chat, take a drink. Nobody else has a Halloween party one? Murder scene. Crime scene. Go. We can do this. Crime scene.
Hi, OJ.
I'm sorry, what?
Really.
Nobody else is watching Only Murders in the Building. Is anybody out here watching that? It's a lot of fun.
I want to watch it.
Everybody
on my list.
It's really fun. Oh, if Scott likes it, that's high praise. Because I thought that he only liked shows made with Walter White involved. Oh, MT. Oh! He found his other middle finger, ladies and gentlemen. They've both been accounted for. JJ, I know you have one. You got nothing?
I've got a
crime scenes.
I've got a crime scene one.
Okay, go ahead.
Is that a chalk outline or are you just happy to see me?
Oh no.
Well, he was stiff when we found him.
Come on, John.
Looks like he took a shot from the back.
He was shot from behind.
And you're too bad.
He was shot through the heart.
All right, right, right. My bad.
No, I was so proud of you. That was good. That was good.
You just say it with confidence.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, it doesn't sound like it comes next.
But let's go almost. It was just a tense sort of situation. Yeah. It was like almost, but not quite.
David Gott, I know you got one. Oh, yes, you do. You've been good at these in the past. You've been good at these in the past. Hold my mic. I'm gonna cheat. Hold on.
Probably.
Yeah, right. Oh, there's definitely not a website for that. All right, we are at an hour, my producer is telling me. Any last takers? Kayla is furiously searching. She's trying to find something.
One more crime scene. One Dan, more. Stop beating me.
He's been back.
Okay.
Yeah. Say? Jamie said, you never get used to the smell. Wait, Vicky, you're a police officer now? Give us your best one. Come on.
You've seen I'm not an actual day. Police officer. I'm still on probation. I'm still in training.
I feel like that's a good one, too. I've
There we go. See?
That works though. I'm still on probation.
So on probation. I'm still in training.
It works. Oh, probation's. All right. On that note, I guess we will start to wrap it up though. Hopefully I can put the audio up on the feed and it hasn't had a million. Well, I'm recording it to YouTube to rip the audio. You can't, because when the Married Man Show does it, it's hit or miss. Like if somebody puts you can do it it's certain things that when they do it, sometimes I do have to like open Audio Hijack and like hit play on YouTube and like grab their audio that way, because they'll have played something, or maybe Nick will sing a song that's copyright protected or something. And if they put a challenge to it, you can download it if it has a certain type of challenge, but other times they just completely, they're like, like take this down now and I can't download it. So I'm sure we'll be fine though. I mean, Nicki Minaj has other better things to do, and Khalees hasn't been famous in a long time. So we're good. Just but yeah, I guess on that note, this is the old one. I was like, brunch at 10 a.m. What is this? All right, there goes that. Thank you everybody though for coming. Those of you that are out there on Zoom, thank you. We wish that you were here with us. Hopefully next year things will be in a better place and we can do this. I guess, are we looking to go back to May next year, or does everyone like October better? Oh, Jana. So okay. Funny, quick story with Jana. So we went to the movies, they went to the brewery, and then Jana stayed at my house to watch the football game. And
Pace.
And my Nest Cam would pick her up pacing every so often. So I, throughout the whole movie, I would get like alerts on my watch. And I'm like, oh, something's going on in the game. Jenna's pacing again.
Oh, Jenna.
She got 10,000 steps. But no, Sue. God. Oh my God. Well, yeah, I mean, there's not that much space up there to wander to. 10,000 steps worth. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we will try to probably go back to May in 2022. Yeah. So I'll see y'all in 6 months. Wow. Fingers crossed. Fingers yes. crossed.
Get your vaccine.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Eden, for being born early and not late, so your mommy can come in May.
That's true. That's true. We've got a very busy April, so May will be a lot better.
But yeah, hopefully we'll be in a better spot though. So tentatively see you all again in May. But yeah, hopefully next time we do this, everybody can join us in person.
Yeah.
All right, it's shot time. It's shot time, or toast time. Audience can just take a drink. God, if you want to take a shot of tequila, there's not another glass.
Oh, so you guys got the good stuff.
Yeah.
Mine's a far inferior shot up here.
It's all right. All right.
So this tequila is brought to you by God.
Mm.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Cheers, everybody. Here's to friends. Here's to friends. Yeah. Mm. I spilled it. I need alcohol. All right. Well, that was great. That went so good.
Redo on the shot.
Nope. Maybe later. All right. On that note, we will. I guess I'll try to maybe do this tomorrow. Not posting it tonight. Maybe tomorrow. But we will record like normal on Tuesday. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I think I'm doing the music thing with you. Can we do Monday? Are you guys free Monday?
Hold on.
Oh, no, you're flying. Yeah. Oh, you can't do Monday. Oh, shoot. We'll figure it out. Okay. All right. We'll be back, though, to our normal regularly scheduled programming this week at some point, someday. I don't know. Send the emails. Whenever you send them, we'll read them. TheBroadcasters3@gmail.com. Give us a call. 331-276-2373. Thank you to the patrons, especially the patrons that contribute a certain level, and that would be Eckhart Rickner, Attack from Tokyo, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the plan, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thank you guys. If you'd like to be a patron, you can go to patreon.com/JandJack. We've got fun stuff up there. Stay tuned for the Survivor JJC bonus this week. No. Jay is having a lot of fun with this soundboard. Hey, do you remember? I've told this story before with okay, Jay is now falling asleep. Finish the show. All right, give us your movie suggestions. I watched Hocus Pocus.
What?
I watched Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, I saw you posted our Instagram story when I was going to go back and watch it because I was breastfeeding while Eden was trying to go to bed while I was watching it, so I can't watch it with sound. I was going to go back, and then it expired. Give us the cliff notes. What'd you think? I know.
It was okay.
Oh. No. And this is what happens when you don't watch it as a child.
And that's what I said to my sister. Okay, so there was some contention. So I texted. I'll save it for the show because Jay is done. My producer is, he's literally playing.
Man, this producer is strict.
He is playing. Yeah, he is playing the wrap up music. Wait, can I be like that dude that was like, no, I'm going to talk for another 20 minutes at the Emmys. God, that guy was so bad. Anyway. All right. Yeah. We'll talk about that. Give us some movie suggestions. If you could give it to us by what was the date we said? 12. Friday, the 15th, because we're going to record it on the 19th. Oh, JP has something.
Yeah, I got one more. Oh. Hocus Poke Us.
All right, remind me, Hocus Pocus might have to be the episode. Not for this one. No. Hocus Poke Us is a contender for the episode title when we do that. Okay. I love, honestly, I love when they you know, write themselves. So I'm not texting you guys at midnight being like, can you get back to me now? It's, I know it's 1:30 a.m., but I really want to post this.
And we respond to you saying, oh, I like them all.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, fuck you guys, because I ended up saying this and then setting it. And I've only been wrong once. And I was like, sorry.
We trust you.
All right. Yeah. On that note, everybody, thank you. We'll see you next time. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody. I have to figure out how to stop
broadcast.
Live on YouTube. Where do I end the?
Is it there? I can see that you got so much energy.
Oh, people, guys.